Welcome to today's daily devotional. We're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13. I'm going to bring you that text in a moment. And we're looking at the father's heart. A boy asked his father, "How much do you earn an hour?" The father got mad and answered roughly, "Don't bother me." He was tired and irritable after a tough day at work. But the boy insisted, "Please, how much do you earn?" The father said in a bad tone of voice, £6. Then his son asked, "Father, can you loan me £3? The father said to him in an angry voice, "I told you not to bother me. Shut up and go to your room." At bedtime, the father was in a more calm mood and felt bad about the way he had treated his son. He went upstairs to his son's room and asked, "Are you asleep?" He gave to the boy the £3 that he had asked for. The boy thanked his father, put his hand under his pillow, pulled out £3 coins and said, "I have £6, Father. Could I buy 1 hour of your time?" Today, we are looking at the Father's Heart, Part 3. And we can see already how, as parents, we fail so terribly. And that story resonates with me in my own life when my children were growing up. I thank God in His mercy that now that my children are grown, I can talk to them in a way, and I'm able to go to them and tell them how sorry I was that I didn't spend more time with them. This is today's title, beloved. Being a person who is quick to repent. Be humble and truly make things right. And admitting it when you're wrong. I'll say that again. Being a person who is quick to repent, being humble, and truly make things right. Admitting it when you're wrong. You see, if we can do that, if we can get to a point in our lives where we are really quick to repent, we are beginning to see inside the Father's heart. You see, the Lord God never has to repent to us, but He waits patiently whilst we repent. You know, this is what happens to me now. At my age, I'm not a young man. I'm in the twilight of my life, if you'd like to say it that way. I don't know. But I can see myself driving along the road at times. And someone cuts me up and I get really angry. And I shout out the window and say, "What do you think you're doing?" But then I find myself saying sorry to the Lord almost immediately afterwards. Simply because I know that my attitude was wrong. I have learnt over the years that it is no point hanging on to this stuff. What we tend to have, you see, is all of these issues that crowd into our lives. We tend to fill up black sacks with rubbish, as you do at home. You've got garbage at home, and each day you chuck your Kellogg's cornflake packets into the garbage, or your eggshells, or whatever it is. And you chuck them into the garbage, and then every Monday, they come and pick up the garbage. And so we have black sacks mounted outside the house where we're waiting for the garbage man to come and pick them up. In our lives, beloved, we have garbage, and we collect garbage. We collect rubbish all the time. And we have to get to a point where we can put that rubbish into a bag, and we can tie it up. And we can place it at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and wait for the celestial bin man to come and pick it up. And we never have to wait long because he's there instantly. Today's title is being a person who is quick to repent. We need to be a person who is quick, really quick to repent. And humility is something else. We need to be humble. Go with me real quick to Matthew and the 5th chapter. I'm trying to find it myself here. Matthew and the 5th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 5 of Matthew 5. And it says this: God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. In the King James Version, it says this: Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the whole earth. So if you wish, you can change that title. If you want to look at the King James Version, you can change that to being a person who's quick to repent, being meek, and truly making things right. Humility is something that we all have to learn as Christians. In that, beloved, we don't have a choice. And humility is the opposite of pride. The exact opposite of the word pride. Are you a person that is proud? Are you a person that doesn't want to lose the pride in yourself, if you like? Well, having pride is not good. There's an expression that says pride comes before a fall. Pride comes before a fall. And that is so true in the Christian world. We cannot be proud. We have to learn humility. And humility isn't something that we want to learn because it's tough, it's hard, it's difficult. Humility is something that makes us look weak in the eyes of the world. But I look at my Lord Jesus Christ, and he was so meek and mild. I used to sing a chorus as a child that said, Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. But when you look at the Lord, oh my goodness, he had such strength. There was such strength in that meek and mild, wonderful man. Think about the strength as that day that he lay on the cross at Calvary, and the nails were smashed into his hands, and those rough nails were smashed into his feet, and a crown of thorns that was then not placed on his brow, but was literally smashed down onto his skull so that the blood started to pour from his head as the thorns entered into his head. And then when he was hoisted on the cross, one of the soldiers threw a spear and it landed in his side. Can you imagine the pain? Beloved, I know you can't imagine the pain. None of us can. But our Lord God Almighty was in such pain. And what were the words that came from his mouth as he hung on that cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago? I'll tell you the words. He said this: Eli, Eli, sabachthani. My God, my God, why do you forsake me? And then he said this prayer: Father, forgive them, or they don't know what they're doing. Such humility. And beloved, we need to learn that humility. We need to make sure that that humility is part of our lives. We need to admit it, Lord, when we're wrong. Father, we need to know when we are wrong, and we need to be able to say outright, I was wrong in that situation. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. Lord God Almighty, thank you so much for your word. We love you so much, Lord. And we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name.